APD sources say the suspect is Jesse Bruce Pinkman, a local man who was a student of White's before joining him in the drug trade. Sources speculate the two had a falling out, after which it is believed Pinkman was manufacturing the drug.
Go for Joe.
Police are now on the hunt for Pinkman and urging the community to remain vigilant.
Yeah, I know who this is.
Crime Stoppers.
At this point, who doesn't?
Breaking Bad was the show. I loved it. I was so happy to hear that a Breaking Bad movie was made and on Netflix. El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie following Jesse Pinkman's escape out of town. Let's welcome in one of the characters from the TV show and now movie, plays Old Joe in Breaking Bad. It is Larry Hankin. Larry, I love seeing everyone back in the roles. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I love seeing everybody back in the roles, too, because then I was there. And that was an amazing experience, as making Breaking Bad was. But doing El Camino was just great.
When they told you they were making a Breaking Bad movie, how happy were you?
I was pretty ecstatic. I really, you know, I thought I had outgrown that. You know, when you're beginning, you get a role. You go, oh, wow, I can pay the rent this week. Great. Or this month. But I was pretty ecstatic. I was stoked when they told me it was Vince Gilligan. Because all they did was call and say, are you available? My casting agent didn't say what it was for. They just said, are you available during the month of December, about a year ago? And I go, well, for what? And they go, we can't tell you. Yeah, are you available or not? Yeah, it was kind of weird. I was going to say, no, I'm not available. You know, I was getting kind of uppity, and I thought, no, you know, Let's just find out before you get on your high horse. So I said, yeah, I'm available. But I wasn't very excited about it. I thought, no, they're playing games. This is like a B-movie or something.
No.
And then they said, okay, thank you. And they hung up, you know, and they said, we'll get back to you. And then about 2 weeks later, I got a call from the casting agent. They said, okay, we can tell you a little bit. It's a movie, and it's being written and directed by Vince Gilligan. Are you still interested? And they go, whoa, yeah. I mean, that's when, just the name, Vince Gilligan. And I go, yeah. And they said, we can't. And I said, you know, well, what's the movie? What's the part? And they said, we can't tell you anything more than Vince Gilligan is going to write and direct it.
Top secret, man.
And they hung up.
That was it?
That was it. And then I didn't hear anything until about 2 months later. I thought they forgot about it or they cast somebody else. I just wrote it off. I got ecstatic, and then that was it. And then they called me back, and they said, okay, you know, here, you're getting your role. We're sending it to me. You can't talk about this. Before we send you your part, not a screenplay, but your part, before we send you your part, you have to sign an NDA.
Oh, wow.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Non-disclosure, so you can't talk about it, yeah.
So before they sent me the part, they said you have to sign it before we send it to you. So I go, well, okay, you know, and then they send me this contract, which is crazy. You can't talk about it, you can't print it, you can't do anything. It was kind of weird, but I signed it, okay. And then they sent me the part, and what they sent me the part was I had three scenes. And in the three scenes, they just sent me my pages from the screenplay. And if there was like another scene that was, you know, on the same page, that was the end of a scene, and then my scene began halfway down the page, that top scene was blacked out.
It was top secret, man.
At the end of my part, if another scene started at the bottom of the page, that was blacked out. So I didn't know what happened before I, you know, entered, and I didn't know what happened after I left. It was really weird.
Well,
the only clue that I had was the page numbers. It was like page 29 or page 20. So I knew, okay, so I'm in the beginning of the movie, kind of.
People have been waiting so long for a Breaking Bad movie, and finally we get it. You're 14 minutes and 56 seconds into the movie. I've watched the movie. I think Aaron Paul is...
Wow!
Aaron Paul is so good as Jesse in this movie. He will absolutely be nominated. I don't know. Is it an Emmy Award for Netflix? Oh, my God. He's so good. And you did a great job, too, Larry. I'm sure it was fun seeing the old cast and crew of Breaking Bad. Did you pick up right where you left off? Did you have fun?
I had fun. It was great. And I didn't have any problem getting back into the character after 7 or 8 years because What I was doing, Old Joe, is based on my Uncle Murray. So Uncle Murray.
Of course, Uncle Murray.
My Uncle Murray raised me. I mean, he babysat me when my parents went to the movies and stuff like that. And I hung out with him when I got older, you know, and I even worked beside of him. You know, he was an oil. He was kind of like Old Joe. He was an oil burner installer.
That is, you know, so funny.
And grease and wrenches and, you know, iron and pipes and stuff and oil burners. So he was that kind of guy. So
right.
I didn't have to do any research at all for Old Joe. And Vince Gilligan wrote, I said, holy cow, Vince Gilligan wrote my Uncle Murray. That was amazing. So that was a plus.
Larry, in the movie, they announce on the 10 p.m. news in the movie that Walter White was dead. Is Walter White really dead?
I can't tell you.
You can just tell me between us. Nobody's listening right now. Go ahead.
No, I'm serious. I can't tell you.
You just don't know.
No, I'm serious. I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell me because of the non-disclosure. Are we going to see? Can you tell me? Are we going to see another movie?
I can't tell you. The only thing I can tell you, and no, this is, they could, because I did do something like this. You know, I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And then, you know, I say, hey, I'm in this new movie that's coming out, and I think I just said Vince Gilligan is directing it.
Oh, boy, you got in trouble.
The movie came out about a week ago. This is way before the week. I got a call from the producers to take that off your Facebook page.
Oh, boy.
So they checked. And I said, yeah, but it was just, you know, that was announced in the press. I said, and they said, you cannot mention anything that is not in the public domain.
Well, it's just between us. I mean, nobody is paying attention right now. It's just between us. No one would know.
No, I'm not going to do it because they were going to sue me. No, I'm serious. You guys are kidding around.
Larry,
I'm not.
Larry, before you go, I know we only have a few minutes left. Larry Hankin, he has a new book out. By the way, he plays Old Joe in the Breaking Bad movie El Camino. The Loopholes Dossier, which is available now on Amazon and ebook. You were homeless?
Oh, yeah. For a year.
You're kidding.
That's what the book kind of is based on. Oh, yeah, when I first started, yeah. I mean, yeah, when I moved to San Francisco to open the committee, I was a stand-up comedian, then I got into Second City, and then we broke off and went to San Francisco and started the committee. And while we were starting the committee, I was homeless for a year because it took us about a year to get successful. So I was homeless for a year, and I learned how to survive, you know, find a safe place to sleep tonight and get through today, find food.
Jeez, man. We do anything to survive, don't we?
But what I learned is that there's things that you do in the name of survival that isn't survival, but it's like cheating. It's like the book is based on the writings that I did, keeping journals while I was homeless.
Right.
But you just see the world in a wholly different way. And kind of like in my position, it was like I was seeing the world through Gulliver and Don Quixote. In one way, I was crazy and the world was just what it is. And the other was, no, I'm cool and the world is nuts. So that's kind of the basis of my book, The Loopholes Dossier.
Wow.
What people do in the name of survival.
Yes, of
like
course.
Like politicians are a perfect example. They're not surviving. They're paying their huge mortgage and servicing their debts.
Right,
that's
right.
That's what they're doing.
Larry, before you go, I got to ask you about Barry with Bill Hader. I love that show. I think Bill is great. How much fun was working with that cast, with Stephen Root, the Fonz, Henry Winkler? I mean, I'm sure you had a blast.
I had a blast, but it was really, really scary because I am in awe of Bill Hader's talent.
He's so good.
And he never said anything to me except at the end of the shoot. Because great, really good directors, don't give you any direction. John Huston, the great director, told me once, 80% of directing is casting. He said, if you cast the right person, you shouldn't direct them because that's why you cast them.
Right.
Because they're great actors. So I've worked with three or four great directors, and that's true. None of them ever gave me any direction, and Bill Hader didn't. And I was scared because I'm in such awe of his talent and in directing and writing. He's writing and directing that show, and the crew really respected him, and I pick up on that.
Right.
As an actor, I get the vibe of the set, and so you know how to comport yourself.
Sure.
And this set was totally together, man. So at the end of it, I worked hard on that character. I really respected the writing, and I wanted to do a good job. I did a backstory. I worked on it really hard. He never gave me any direction. And then at the end, when I was dismissed, he came over to me, and he just said, "Hey, man, thank you very much. You did a great job."
That's
and I
awesome.
Said to him, "Well, thank you very much, but I was really nervous through the whole thing because, you know, I really respect what you do. I'm glad you liked what I did." And he said, but you weren't giving me any direction, and that kind of, like, frightened me. And he said, "I didn't give you any direction because that's not the way we wrote the part." And I go, "Well, you should have said something." He said, no, I didn't want to even disturb you. I didn't know what you were doing, but it was so cool.
Good for
that
him.
I just kept my mouth shut and let you do your thing, which is what great directors do, man.
I love that.
And they'll only give you a, that just sent me home.
Such a good show. Larry Hankin, check him out in El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. Old Joe is back. Larry, great to talk to you. Thanks for taking time out.
Thank you, guys. Really like talking to you.
It's 720 WGN.